Hey there, this is Justin with Beyond the Uniform. Normally on the show, every Monday I release a new interview with a military veteran about their civilian career, what they do, how they got there, and advice for other veterans seeking to do the same. If you're listening to this for the first time, this is a Behind Beyond the Uniform episode. I used to do these pretty regularly. It's been a while, but this is an informal episode that is just kind of covering different topics, announcements, responses to questions, requests for feedback, random musings, etc. And so if you're looking for a more traditional format, we have over 330 episodes on our website, beyondtheuniform.org. Check them out. So I've got a bunch to cover today. First, I'll start with a personal note. I want to talk then about events. I want to talk about our newsletter. I want to talk about our upcoming survey and specifically go into depth on four different ideas we're considering. And then I'll talk about the newsletter that we sent out, the last two kind of new format newsletters I sent out in the last two or three weeks have gotten a tremendous response and really appreciating those. Wanted to share some of those responses. And then lastly, I'll share a couple of questions that listeners sent in. And just from a scale perspective, would love to share my answers with all of you because I know many of you have the same questions. So with that, we'll dive in. Starting off with the personal note, I just wanted to give a quick plug for a new initiative that I'm launching. It's called Work in Progress. Domain names are tricky to find, so it's at the domain work, the letter N, progress.co. It's just a little bit of a filler right now, but I wanted to touch on this because it relates to one of the upcoming events, purpose mapping. I worked with a gentleman, Craig, for almost 5 hours over the course of a couple months around refining my purpose and really clarifying my mission for the next, let's call it, 3 to 5 years. And the reason I wanted to bring up work in progress is I really view it as a starting point, an initial step in the direction of that new purpose or new mission for my life. So it's very, very important to me. The two aspects that I wanted to bring up for listeners is, first of all, a podcast that I'll be launching hopefully in May. It's for context, it's taken me 6 weeks to put together the first episode. It's a very different approach than Beyond the Uniform, but I've really enjoyed it. And if you've listened to previous Behind Beyond the Uniform episodes, especially the personal sections where I go into more personal life and relationships, things like that, it's going to be much more in line with that. So I'd encourage you to go to work, the letter N, progress.co to sign up. There's just a little email form. That'll be the easiest way for me to let you know when the podcast launches. Second, and more importantly, I'm going to be leading a series of online men's groups. And again, if you've listened to Behind Beyond the Uniform before, you know how big of an impact these sorts of men's groups have had on my own life. In the last 4 years, I've participated pretty actively in 3 or 4 different men's groups. And I just find it very helpful. It's very connecting. It's a way to be at my edge, to be challenged by other men, to call me out of my BS and support me when I'm feeling down, and also challenge me to be a better version of myself. It's had an incredible impact on my life and my family's life. And I want to extend an invitation. Of course, these men's groups will be open to non-military members as well. That said, I'm really hoping to interact with many of you through this new vehicle. And so there's more information there at workinprogress.co. My current thinking is meeting every other Monday and doing these in a kind of a commitment of 4 sessions, if you will, or 4 meetings. It allows us to give an intro to what this sort of work is like. And so if you're interested, I won't take up more airtime on that, but it's very important to me. I'm going to be investing a lot of my energy in that direction. And I think a lot of people would benefit from this. And it's not, it's, I say this on the website, this is not meant to exclude the members of our audience that are females. My sense is that many females that I know are tend to be a little bit more connected, a little bit more in touch with their feelings, a little bit more grounded than myself and a lot of the guys I know. And so I found it's helpful to have these dedicated times with just single gender group. And I'll try to link on that website to resources for women as well. If you're interested in this sort of work, there's women's groups as well. So that's all I have to say on that. That's at workinprogress.co. The second thing is events, and I want to cover two things here. We are churning through a lot of events. We're doing one webinar every single week. They're all online. They're free. If you can't attend, we send the video afterwards. And I'm really impressed with the quality, more and more so as I'm getting other people to co-lead these with me. And so I wanted to make sure that you're aware of that as a resource. It's on the events section of our website. And if you've missed these webinars, after a couple of weeks, I add them under the resources tab. There's an on-demand webinar section, and you can sign up and get previous webinars there as well. It's a great format. I'm really enjoying seeing many of you on video, interacting with you in the chat pane. It's a way to have a lot more interactive, and I'm enjoying it as a contrast to our podcast, because we don't publish this content on the podcast. The two events that I want to make sure you're aware of, and they're both in March, the first one is purpose mapping. Normally, our webinars are during the day and they're for 60 minutes. This is a 90-minute webinar that's at night. I'm co-leading this with Craig, who led me through this purpose mapping process, and it's incredible. I cannot give enough praise to the structure that he's created, the approach that he applies to helping you uncover your next mission, uncover your purpose. I will, for those of you joining, I'll probably share my purpose that I kind of came up with through him. It'll be a little bit vulnerable for me to do that, but I think it'll be helpful. Please sign up for that, and please try to attend that live. There's only so much we can do in 90 minutes, but we're going to cover a lot of ground, and you're going to walk away with clarity. I guarantee it. You're going to get something out of this. So look at the purpose mapping event on our website. The second one that I just added minutes ago is we're going to be co-hosting a webinar with Service to School. And right now it's entitled Veterans at Top Business Schools. It's based on feedback I got from one of our listeners asking a question around this. And I thought, man, why don't we do a webinar on this? So that will be a 90-minute panel. We're going to have five different veterans join. They are either current students or very recent graduates at Harvard, Stanford, Kellogg, Wharton, some of the bigger name schools. If you're at all considering graduate school, please sign up for that as well. Same things apply. You'll get a video copy if you can't attend live. Third thing I want to talk about is newsletters, and I want to thank Doug Nordman for turning me on to a new service. We're going to test this out right now. If you are not signed up for our newsletter, we got to fix that. We are using the newsletter a lot more, and it's almost becoming a primary vehicle for engaging with our audience. And to help it make it even easier for you to sign up, because I know many of you are driving or grocery shopping or whatever else right now, if you text the following number, 33777, that's 33777. If you text that number, the letters BTU for Beyond the Uniform, you will get an automated response that asks you for your email and then adds you to our list. I'm paying $15 a month, so let's see if this is worth it. Text 33777, the letters BTU. You'll be added to our newsletter just like that before you forget. So please take the time to do that. 33777BTU. So I'm going to be sending out in just a few days a survey. I do this once a year. I'm very, very cautious about making requests of our audience, but this is one of them, and it's really important to me. Our team is going to go through this together, and your answers to this survey are going to shape the course of Beyond the Uniform this year and beyond. We really want to make sure that we're supporting you in exactly the right way. And so we're trying to create a survey that's easy to fill out, but gives you license to tell us anything and everything. If there's something we're doing that pisses you off, we want to know. If there's something else we could be doing differently, we want to know that too. My most recent newsletter was about leadership, about paying forward to help out more people in the military, specifically our enlisted personnel. And I need ideas on that. I'm really starting from scratch on that idea. So please sign up for that newsletter. And please, 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 this Sunday, when you get that survey, take the 2 to 3 minutes to fill that out. Now, below the survey, I'm giving you more information on 4 different things we're considering. And I have a little call out in this email that I've queued up for Sunday to give you a chance to raise your hand if you'd be interested in these things, and also give you a chance to give feedback, because these are the 4 things that Steve and I are really scratching our heads wondering if we should move forward with. The first one is a roadshow. And one of our Beyond the Uniform listeners, Dale, was in Denver recently visiting. He made time to grab coffee with me, which was awesome. And it was so great to sit face-to-face with someone who's listened to hundreds of these episodes and get feedback from him and just get to know him. I realize how much I miss that by doing these things online and not really having that in-person interaction. I've gotten feedback in 3 or 4 different ways to do a roadshow. And I there's a quote out there that I really adhere to, which is when you get feedback in 2 or 3 different ways, you got to pay attention to it. And so I'm talking with Stacy Bear and a few other people about this idea. But the high level is we would try to find cities that our listeners are in and go there and do our events live, either a live podcast, doing our webinar, a presentation live, but trying to get more in-person interaction, trying to get in front of people and interacting and mingling live. It would be very new. We'd need to find some way to travel, cover travel costs and things like that. But I think there's something there. And so if you have ideas on that, please respond to Sunday's letter. Honestly, if we get interest in any of these ideas that I'm lining out, we'll do our best to pursue them. And if we don't, it's just a good way to make sure we're not spending time where it's not valued. The second idea is called our mastermind. And I tried this once before about a year ago and kind of misfired on it. But I've always been thinking about a way to do this. The gist of this is to have a small group of people, about 6 people, who meet consistently to tackle business and professional challenges. I do one of these right now with a bunch of other veterans. I've done them periodically throughout my professional career. They're a way to, generally the format I've used is everyone gets a couple minutes to explain what's going on in their career, what's going on in their business, what's going on in their workplace, and ideally present a challenge that they're facing. Hey, I'm trying to figure out this marketing topic. I'm trying to figure out whether to leave this company. I'm trying to figure out how to grow this initiative. And you're able to leverage the wisdom of the group to get a diversity of opinions and fresh insights. And I can't tell you the impact that that's had on my own life, my own professional career. The way that I'm thinking of structuring this right now is it would be a paid program, and the price point that I've seen elsewhere that I would probably adopt would be $150 a month. That would be a way of also filtering out and making sure that people are committed. And the format would be to meet most likely twice a month for 60 to 90 minutes, and then having one meeting optional. And that optional meeting would be bringing in a past guest that I've interviewed and having them join us as an expert. If we're talking about education, bringing on someone who's an education expert. If we're talking about video marketing, bring on a video marketing expert. And I like that sense of the cadence of every other week or so, maybe every 3 weeks meeting, going deep, helping each other, but then having that almost like an office hours, leveraging the incredible network that we've built up with Beyond the Uniform. And if you're interested in that, we're going to try this out as well. You can text 33777, and the code for this one is BTUMM for Beyond the Uniform Mastermind. If you're interested, text 33777 to BTUMM, Mike, for those of you military members, which is most of you, and that'll be another way for us to gauge interest, or just reply on Sunday. But I'm pretty fired up about that. But I don't want to go down that path if it's not going to be interesting for our listeners. The third idea that we've kicked around for a while now is a digital library. And the sense is that, you know, we've got a tremendous archive of video content or audio content and more now video content as well. And we've got text transcripts. And the thought is, you know, maybe we try to slice and dice our content to support other media formats. A library that you could log into and see short articles, 500 words or less, watch 2 to 3 minute video clips from these interviews, making it easier to categorize information around topics and questions and things like that. It would take quite a bit of work, but it's something that I've been thinking of tinkering with. And so if that would benefit you, please respond on Sunday and let us know. Last one is a private Facebook group and trying to get a sense of if that would be valuable. I personally hate Facebook. I try to stay off it as much as possible. And I've used private Facebook groups in other groups that I'm a part of, and it's been a nice way to communicate with people, pose questions, get feedback, request for help, network, things like that. So if that would be beneficial, let us know and we'll look into that. That's all, but let us know. Roadshow, mastermind, library, private Facebook group. Let us know which interests you. And again, that number is 33777, text BTUMM if you're interested in the mastermind. So last thing I want to touch on, actually second to last, is the newsletters I've been sending out. I've taken a different format these last two newsletters. And if you're not subscribed, if you go to our resources section of our website, I've added a blog where I've added these previous newsletters. The first one was about the thought that no one is going to discover you. As much as we want to be discovered, it takes a lot of hard work to get people to notice you in your career and in life. And then the second one was about not being selfish, about paying things forward and thinking about how we can help out those we served with and who propped us up to experience success. I wanted to share, so definitely sign up for our newsletter if you're not there. That's, again, 33777BTU. But I wanted to share a response from Stacey Baer, previous guest on Beyond the Uniform podcast. And he wrote, I just love what he said. He said, "No one will find you. The work, not only will no one find you, the work doesn't end. Failure and falling short keeps happening. And when you're out in front of the crowd, you're out in front of the crowd. Not many people want to separate. The world hates superheroes until they need them. And at the same time, superheroes have to grocery shop and clean the toilets and go to kids' birthday parties." So true. And I just love that sense too, because I really respect Stacy as someone who's going after a purpose and calling. And it's great to hear from him of this continual nature of getting attention. And I'm sure he has to get attention to support his causes. He has to get attention to support the things that he's doing. And it never ends. It never really gets easy. And I just want to maybe bookmark here. I've gotten so many, you know, 30 or 40 different emails from listeners in response to these two newsletters I sent out. Thank you so much. I really appreciate them. I've been deliberate about responding to each and every one of them. And I'll try to do more of these. It's been fun to spend a little bit more time writing and thinking about different topics that are relevant to our audience. So I'll keep that up. So I wanted to share, first of all, a listener response from Daris. And Daris actually submitted this back in December. I'm so sorry, Daris, for taking so long. But you can actually record these little voice messages on our website and under our contact form. But let me play a clip of what Daris had said.
Hello to everyone at Beyond the Uniform. My name is Daris McGinnis. I'm a doctoral student at the University of Pennsylvania. I transitioned from the Army in 2013, and I got into teaching, and now I'm working on my doctorate in education. And I was wondering if you all would be interested in providing some information to veterans who are interested in going into teaching, perhaps in urban cities or in rural places or anywhere else in the country or around the world. I'd love to talk with you all and get your thoughts on that. Wishing you a happy new year and happy holiday. Thank you for your time.
So, Darris, thank you. I've already followed up with you on email because I would love to take you up on this. I just want to call out for listeners, if you're interested in this thought of advanced education or in teaching, I don't think I've had an actual teacher on the show yet, which is a hole for us. But I did want to share in the meantime, while I connect with Darris, a couple different resources. There's episode 98, Jared Weimer, Marines to Amazon and a PhD Simultaneously. There's episode 103, Dr. Felicia Hacker, From RV to Doctor, Entrepreneur, and Mom. And there's episode 50, Eileen Teague, Marines to Fulbright Scholar to be a PhD student. I'll put those in the show notes, but if you're interested in this a little bit more academia type episodes, those are some older ones you'll want to check out. The second question I got is from one of our listeners, Lance, and the gist of his email was he'd attended one of our or two of our webinars on consulting. He's fired up about going to a top business school, wants to get into consulting, and since he's been thinking about this, he's gotten into a relationship, and he's starting to doubt that decision path. He's starting to wonder if he wants to pursue a career path that's going to be very demanding from a time standpoint and might not be in line with his goals anymore now that he's in a relationship. I wrote back a response to him. I just wanted to read that to you really quickly because I think this might benefit other people. It says, Lance, great to hear from you. We're putting together a webinar in March along with Service to School about veterans at top business schools. Make sure to sign up for that one when we announce it in the newsletter or on this podcast. It sounds like your question is around work-life balance at top three business consulting firms. Is that right? I generalize this to be work-life balance for post-MBA career paths, as the experience I've seen from my classmates is fairly similar. Just my two cents, but I think that most veterans I speak with have a pretty big misconception about post-military careers. From the conversations I've had, it seems like most veterans underestimate the amount of work required from most post-MBA career paths. When I left Stanford and started my company, I was easily putting in 80 to 100 hours per week for 4 or 5 years for my startup. That meant working from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. 5 days a week, and usually putting in another 5 hours on both Saturday and Sunday. For me, I didn't mind it. I loved what I was doing. I was often dragging myself away from the office at the end of the day. I was learning a lot. I was growing something I cared about, and that made the hours not seem as daunting as they were. At the same time, it's exhausting. It honestly took me years to recover from that. My friends who are in private equity or at consulting companies have grueling schedules as well. It often involves frequent travel and late nights. Most of them have kids and families and find ways to make it work. Many also seem to have front-loaded that work. They worked hard for many years and now enjoy seniority, higher pay, and benefits that seem to make their overall life incredible. Going back to when I first got out of the Navy, I'm not sure if I would have known whether or not I would enjoy that sort of life. For me, it actually took doing the work for a while, even just a few months, to get a sense of if the people, lifestyle, and work would be compatible with my aspirations at that time. I think the same is true of my service selection process at the Naval Academy. Even just a few months with a submarine on a summer cruise and dozens of conversations with my upperclassmen at the Naval Academy gave me a good indication that I'd enjoy submarine life. The other thing to consider is that I found my preference and tolerance changes over time. I've constructed my life now to have a high level of autonomy and independence that wouldn't be compatible with a major consulting company. At the same time, the career capital I built up in consulting and startups gave me the freedom to be able to do this. If you haven't read Cal Newport's So Good They Can't Ignore You, it's 100% worth it. You can knock out the audiobook in an hour. That's actually an understatement. It's probably a couple hours. Or you can listen to my interview with Cal Newport on the podcast. It's absolute gold for the types of things you're pondering right now. Thank you, Lance. Thank you, Darris, for writing your questions in. Open to any and all questions, and I'll try to answer this in this format to make them a little bit more scalable and helping people. Thank you for all of you listening to this point. Please be sure to sign up for our newsletter, and please, please, please respond to our survey on Sunday so we can figure out how to better support this community. Thanks.